This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got some breaking news for you. We're being told that John Hinckley Jr., and for those of you too young to know what the moonwalk is or to know any lyrics to a Michael Jackson song, John Hinckley Jr. was the one that attempted assassination on Ronald Reagan. And he is actually going to be set free. A judge declared today that he will release John Hinckley Jr. to live with his mother in Virginia full time. And he is set to begin his convalescent leave, quote, on August 5th. This is according to U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman's order. Campaign manager, Ronald Reagan's campaign manager back in 1980, Ronald Reagan's 1984 campaign manager, Ed Rollins, has been quoted, and he says, "I'm very glad this happened after Mrs. Reagan passed on, because he thinks it would have been very disturbing for her." She had passed away, I believe, in March. Friedman wrote that all of the experts and treatment providers who testified during the hearing agreed that John Hinckley Jr.'s issues, which were major depression and psychotic disorder, were in full and sustained remission and have been for more than 20 years. Mr. Hinckley is clinically ready for full-time convalescent leave. He is currently 61 years old. Now remember, back in 1981, March 30th, that's when he attempted to kill Ronald Reagan outside of the Washington Hilton Hotel. He had fired 6 shots, hitting 4 people, including Ronald Reagan, who was wounded when the bullet bounced off his presidential limo, went into his lung. President Secretary James Brady was shot on the right side of his head, sustaining serious injuries. When Brady had died in August 2014, his death was ruled a homicide. So, there's been talk. I mean, he has been going to his parole hearings, John Hinckley Jr., and there has been denial after denial after denial. So we were like, all right, well, you know, they're going to keep him. They're going to keep him locked up. And, you know, here we are, 35 years later, he gets to be released. Now, John Hinckley Jr. was arrested at the scene, was later found not guilty. Why? Because of reason of mental insanity. So, one of the reasons he claimed he did this was because he wanted to get the affection of Jodie Foster, Hollywood star. I forgot what Jodie Foster said with all this. She was probably like, okay, this guy, please. But by the way, that's why guys in Hollywood, you got to really be careful when you start bashing presidents. Okay, and I'm not saying Jodie Foster did that, but you see on both sides of the spectrum, but mostly one side of the spectrum, you have Hollywood come out and start ripping to pieces somebody. I don't know. I mean, you know, if I ever became a big star, and then somebody assassinated the president, or somebody in office, I would hate to have all over the news that I was the reason for it. So just, you know, show some responsibility. Okay? I mean, I understand that many people in Hollywood think it's their responsibility to urge people to vote one way or another. No. Okay? I mean, you know, yes. Maybe you starred in a TV series or a movie, and, you know, maybe people look up to you and you're able to grab attention, and I understand the media likes that, but, you know, keep in mind you have a responsibility. So you can't just sit here, you know, and even though we are blessed with the freedom of speech and you have every right to, you know, express yourself, realize that your speech may have consequences that other people don't. I mean, I have to be very, very careful on the radio. I have to be extremely careful. Yeah, I may dislike Obamacare, and I may dislike what happened with when Hillary was Secretary of State, and I may think, you know, Donald Trump needs to, you know, have a much better speech writer, and I could be going off back and forth. But I always have to be very, very careful with my words, and I have to be very careful with what I am saying and how that could be interpreted. Now, mind you, John Hinckley Jr. is a real nutcase. Okay, I don't think psychotic disorder and depression disorder accurately described, because there are many people with psychotic disorder and major depression that are not, you know, maniacs such as this one, you know, who want to kill a president. So this guy really had a screw loose. But, you know, you need to realize that there are people out there that may be holding on to every single word you say. And there's a responsibility with that. And so when you, you know, kind of, you know, fuel anger and you fuel this, you know, hatred towards one person or another, somebody who's really kooky could translate that into a heinous act. So I would just, that's all I'm asking people in Hollywood, okay? Maybe that's not why I'm in Hollywood. Okay. Now, yeah, that's the only reason, right? No, they don't want me. Okay, so one concern I had with John Hinckley Jr. being released is when he was, I guess, on leave, reports have had surfaced that he would go to the library and he would read up on books on presidential assassinations. And at first, I was like, well, maybe he's just trying to look and see his name. But no, he apparently studies presidential assassination. So you would think if it was completely better, that subject wouldn't be on his mind to the point where he would publicly decide to look up, you know, historical accounts of that. I mean, yes, you know, historians could be fascinated by the subject, but it just, with him, it's a little creepy because he shot President Reagan. So Hinckley will be required to return to Washington once a month for doctors to check on his mental state and his compliance with the conditions of his leave. He'll also be barred from trying to contact surviving victims and their families. Hinckley's release from Washington St. Elizabeth's Hospital has been more than a decade in the making. In late 2003, the judge allowed Hinckley to begin leaving the hospital for day visits with his parents in the Washington area. So in 2006, he began visiting his parents' home in Williamsburg, Virginia, for three night stretches. That time has increased over the years, so that for more than the last year, he's been allowed to spend 17 days a month at the home. It's a gated community, and it overlooks a golf course. So yeah, so he's basically been out for a while. It's just now it's official. So while outside the hospital, he's had to comply with a series of restrictions, and a number of those, they say, will continue now that he will be leaving full-time in the community. He will have to attend group therapy, individual therapy, and he is not allowed to talk to the media. Wow. Yeah, that could be an absolute mess. I don't know. We've never seen somebody who had tried to assassinate a president out among the city. Boy, this is going to be a media circus. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, so I watched President Clinton, ex-President Clinton, give his speech yesterday at the DNC, and I mean, it was long. It was very highly anticipated because I really believe Bill Clinton is one of the greatest orators of our time. I think he it really captures the audience, and so, you know, many people on both sides of the political aisle, you know, when he speaks, we like to watch, and we, you know, he's very captivating. Not one of his best speeches, unfortunately. You could definitely see a little loss of some of the zest and the stamina that he had. And unfortunately, what was very, very apparent was a tremor that he had in both hands. Now, I have to admit, I really like the beginning of the speech. If I could just talk about the speech, because we'll talk about the medical stuff. I'll talk about tremors. I wrote an article for Epoch Times. Check it out at epictimes.com or go to my website or my go to my Facebook or Twitter, because I'll, you know, everything you need to know about tremors in a very shortened, summaried version, okay? Because I didn't have 3 hours to write the article. I had to move quick, you know, because, you know, I had to get on air. But anyway, I thought his speech in the very beginning, he talks about meeting Hillary and how he, Hillary wrought him, okay? And how, you know, she came up to him because she saw him staring all the time. And he had said, you know, I noticed her skirt. And that I'm sure drew a lot of giggles in the audience. You know, I honestly, you know, I don't know if that was the best thing for Bill Clinton to say. Talk about how he noticed and he remembered, you know, the color skirt she was wearing. But then on the other hand, you know, in the media, that's sometimes exactly what we do. You know, sometimes capitalizing on prior bad press sometimes is enough to pique the ear and engage somebody. So, you know, when I saw that, you know, his speech was going to be about 45 minutes, I was like, you know, oh, wow, this is going to be long. But he definitely caught our attention when he was talking about Hillary and how they met and that she wasn't wearing makeup and, you know, he was, he wanted to go back to Arkansas and he was, you know, not thinking about a federal judge clerk position. And it was very interesting. It was, I have to admit, it was interesting. It started to get long and, I was a little concerned about his health because the way he ended the speech, kind of quietly. And I would think that he would end with such a I mean, it started off really well. Yeah, even if you don't care about how they met, it was very cute how they did that. And another thing that I found that was very interesting, which again awkward, no matter what convention it was, is they show the camera onto Chelsea. And this kind of stuff needs to be choreographed better. Chelsea actually looked very good. She was very pretty. Hair was pretty, etc. And they show the camera on her during a very moving part of the speech. When Bill Clinton was talking about how they meet, and it was such a, it was probably one of the best, you know, I guess, you know, when we met speech, it was so warm and full of emotion. They show the camera on Chelsea, and she's sitting there smiling, but she must have seen that she was on the camera. Okay, like I always do this. It's a mistake I make. I'm on TV, like I was at News 3 yesterday. All of a sudden, boom, they go to our view, and I see myself, you know, compared to somebody pretty and skinny, and I'm like, oh, and then I start to jump, and I start to fidget and move. Well, unfortunately, when they show the camera on Chelsea, you see her panic that the camera could look right up her skirt, because she was wearing a skirt above the knees. So you saw her immediately try to put her knees together and close the skirt, and I'm like, okay, you know, they need to prepare for these things way, you know, before the actual convention. When, if you're going to show a camera and it is somebody wearing a skirt and it is going to be I mean, obviously Chelsea knew that she was going to be on camera. Duh, be careful. So I felt bad for that awkwardness because I know exactly how that is. Like, oh my gosh, your camera's on me and somebody could be looking right up my skirt. It's a shame that had to happen because it was actually a very beautiful moment of the speech. And, you know, seeing her, you know, kind of glowing, hearing the story of her parents meet was a great moment, was a great TV moment. And I just noticed it kind of got a little ruined. You know, because, you know, she had to kind of cover up. And I would just recommend to Chelsea and anybody, you know, on camera, you know, wear a longer skirt. Just so if the camera does hit you. In fact, I made the biggest mistake on camera last month where I was wearing a dress with some boots and my legs looked horrible. I could not even believe that how they just looked. I mean, they looked like I used to run, but they didn't look as you know, skinny and svelte as they used to be. I mean, there's a lot of muscle. I mean, there, you know, because I work out a lot, but I kind of look like I don't know. weightlifter kind of that, you know, lifts, you know, 200-pound leg lifts. I don't know. It didn't really look good. So always cover up your legs if you can, especially if you think you're going to be embarrassed. If you have great legs, go ahead. She has good legs. It's just it was awkward, and I just had to bring that up. Okay. But then the other thing I noticed that was very, very apparent was a tremor. I didn't want to. I wanted to just listen to a speech. And unfortunately, I got distracted by the tremor that I didn't really listen to the rest of it. And maybe a lot of other people did, too. Maybe a lot of people, you know, they just start to nod off with it. And so, you know, it concerned me. And I'm like, well, wait a second here. You know, has he been evaluated for that? I didn't think it was a Parkinson's tremor. A Parkinson's tremor is a pill-rolling tremor. It has a higher amplitude than what he has. By amplitude, meaning a longer, bigger movement. His was a very, very, fast, fasciculating, smaller tremor. And so I know there was discussion years ago that maybe he had Parkinson's. That's not a Parkinson's tremor, though. In fact, there was an interview with him and Sanjay Gupta the CNN chief medical correspondent, where back in 2009 he told Sanjay that he was worried he had Parkinson's, but he got tested and he's relieved that he doesn't have Parkinson's. So, he said it was a tremor that comes with age. So, remember, he's a baby boomer. He was born in 1946, so he's now 69 years old. So it's not that odd to, start to see, tremors such as that. I find it a little bit odd that it started years ago, like almost a decade ago, because that means, he was getting it in his late 50s, early 60s. So I find that concerning. But, basically with a tremor is any involuntary movement of the hands, of the legs. It could be your face. You could have a tremor in the face. You could have a tremor in the trunk, legs. And by the way, it's one of the most common things that affects us neurologically. Some of us, you guys get eye twitching. That could be considered a tremor. Any involuntary movement, meaning a movement that you don't want to happen, that happens. Okay? Usually when we see a tremor, we need to make sure there's nothing wrong with the nervous system. Okay? Did somebody have a stroke? Did somebody have a tumor? Did somebody have multiple sclerosis? Does somebody have Parkinson's? Does somebody have, or did they have a traumatic brain injury? So the first thing we like to do is make sure that's not a cost. We also look at metabolic issues. Is it a thyroid disorder? Is it kidney disease, liver disease, parathyroid, low blood sugar? Is your magnesium off, your sodium off, your calcium off? Let's say you have low vitamin B12. That could also cause a tremor. Medications can do it. Many times people take their asthma medications, like their albuterol, and then all of a sudden they have a tremor. So certain beta agonists could do it. Seizure medication like Depakote could. Mood stabilizers, SSRIs. Many people are on Zoloft, Lexapro, Prozac. That could give you a tremor. Antibiotics can even give you a tremor. Cancer medications, heart medications, if you're taking Ritalin for ADHD, blood pressure medications, so medications could do it. A big culprit, though, I see is alcoholism. People who drink alcohol many times will develop a tremor. And if you withdraw from alcohol, you could also have a tremor. Nicotine could do it, caffeine could do it, so those are all culprits. So what do we do as a doctor? As a doctor or a medical provider, I'm going to run some blood work. I'm going to check your sugar, check your salts, do a urine test. I may even order a spinal tap if I want to rule out multiple sclerosis. I'll do CAT scans, MRIs, electromyograms to check your EMGs, to check your muscles and your nerves. If I want to look for a seizure, maybe I'll do an EEG. So, you get a pretty good neurological workup. And what do we do if you have a tremor? How do we treat it? Like, if you have a stroke, obviously we want to prevent another stroke, and sometimes you can't fix it if it's a stroke. If it's a tumor, we'd want to obviously try to cure the tumor. If it's a thyroid disorder, correct the thyroid. If it's a blood sugar problem, if it's a vitamin deficiency, we want to correct that. We tell people to avoid caffeine, avoid alcohol. Sometimes we'll use medications, like for the pill rolling tremor in Parkinson's. Sometimes we'll use levodopa. Another interesting thing between Parkinson's, and I'll probably go through this when we have more time. I'll tell you the difference between a Parkinson's tremor and a regular tremor. But sometimes we'll do physical therapy, surgery, deep brain stimulation. But don't go away. We'll talk about how you could tell if a tremor is Parkinson's or not and what to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we were talking about the tremor that we saw in Bill Clinton. And again, and like I said, despite where you stand on the political spectrum, you know, we, you know, he was a part of our past. And so you know, he was one of the presidents that, you know, we were obviously younger, you know, when we voted for him and might not have understood the political process and, you know, what that would entail. But we liked him. I liked him. I liked him a lot. So obviously when I listened to his speech yesterday, I tuned in. However, I was very distracted by the tremor. One of you had asked me which antibiotics cause tremors as we are reviewing what causes a tremor, because many of us have tremors. The only time I've ever experienced a tremor was when I was working 12, 14-hour shifts in the urgent care or ER. I would drink soda pop to stay awake and alert, you know, because those are long shifts and it's exhausting. I mean, you know, seeing 60-plus patients in a shift and, you know, not easy patients, obviously, you know, you want to stay alert. And so I would notice that when I looked at my hand, it would shake a little bit from the caffeine, probably from muscle fatigue. And then on top of that, you add some caffeine, and I noticed I had a tremor. And as soon as I wanted to do any sort of work or you know, when I'd use my hands, it was fine. But the resting, it was just a little bit of a fasciculation. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then, you know, I stopped caffeine, and it went away. So, you know, many of us probably notice tremors because we use caffeine. And we use stimulants, and now that they want to caffeinate toothpaste and caffeinate gum and Red Bull and these energy drinks, a lot of you guys have tremors that you don't want to admit. To answer your question, the aminoglycosides have been known to cause like ototoxicity with the ear, but also peripheral neuropathy. So when they talk about antibiotics, the aminoglycoside class, you know, like gentamicin, neomycin, erythromycin, those could cause tremors. I haven't really seen much data on the neurotoxicity in ZPAC. Cefazolin, which is a second generation a cephalosporin antibiotic, that has also been shown to have some neurotoxicity and ceftazidime. There's even a fourth generation one that had been linked to seizures. So antibiotics could cause them just like any other medication, like asthma medications, seizure medications, cancer medications. So, you know, anything even penicillins, I believe. We've seen some neurological issues with penicillin, even though penicillin is one of the most common antibiotics, and we even use it to prevent neurological manifestations with syphilis. So the list of antibiotics is bigger than you think. And so, but, you know, one of the reasons why we don't hear a lot about it is because if the antibiotic is only doing, let's say, a temporary assault on the nerves, and it goes, some people may notice a tremor, and then it go away, and then they don't think twice about it. But, you know, I would say every now and then, just check yourself for a tremor. Just put your hand out in front of you and watch it. Okay, and I know many of you will, like, try to stop it. You'll try to hold your hand still. No, just let your hand relax and see what it does. And see if you see a resting tremor. It's very, very common. So what is the difference between a Parkinson's tremor and a resting tremor? So like I said in the last segment, many people think Bill Clinton is starting to develop Parkinson's. One reason why I don't think it's Parkinson's is a person with Parkinson's, they start to get more rigid. So they can't make facial expressions that easily. When they walk, they don't seem to move their arm out as much. They seem to have more balance issues. Now, you know, Bill Clinton could be aging, and he may not be as animated, but I didn't really see the rigidity and the stiffness that you would with Parkinson's. And like I said, the tremor is a big factor, a big characteristic of it, where a Parkinsonian tremor is where it looks like they're rolling a pill, like they have something in their hand that they're playing with. They're like playing with a poker chip, but the hand goes back and forth. It like turns into them. That's a Parkinsonian tremor. And it, like I said, very high amplitude and slower frequency. So it's slow enough to see the tremor, and the amplitude means it's a big distance it's a bigger movement than an essential tremor, which you could barely notice the fasciculations, and the hand or the leg or the face isn't really moving a lot. And so that's called a lower amplitude, but it's a higher frequency. A Parkinsonian tremor is mostly seen at rest. So if somebody with Parkinson's is using their hand, you won't see it as much as when they're unfortunately sitting watching TV, that's when they start to shake. All right. President Clinton, Bill Clinton, you could see the tremor every time he moved his hands. And so, you know, essential tremor you see mostly during action, okay? So the Parkinson tremor, you'll have slow movements, the rigidity, the stiffness, whereas you don't really see the other ones with an essential tremor. Gosh, why do I keep calling it tumor? I got to stop that. I hope that's not one of my, I don't know which skills where I don't know, just somebody tell Bill Clinton just to make sure that you get him a scan. All right, just... Yeah, and check his B12. I don't know how much he likes to drink, but that was a concern of mine. Was it alcohol? I remember his nose used to be very, very, like, red and full, and that was a sign of alcoholism. But I'm not saying he was an alcoholic by any means or that he drank alcohol, but, you know, it was a concern, you know, when he was younger, going, gosh, you know, I wonder if he drinks a lot. And that could definitely be a cause of a tumor. Parkinsonian tremors, they say rarely a family history, but with essential tremor, very genetic. They say family history of tremor reported in the majority of patients. They say resting and postural. This is a great table. I wish I had this in medical school. It's called essential tremor versus who gets credit for this? I got to see. Where do they have? Visit the IETF website at essentialtremor.org. Yeah, these guys are good. Parkinson's will worsen with emotional stress and so will an essential tremor. Voice could be affected with Parkinson's, head usually not. You know what, not the voice. I don't really see the voice affected much with Parkinson's. But a tremor for essential could also affect voice, head, etc. Levodopa will help a Parkinson's tremor, whereas propranolol or beta blockers, these will help essential tremors, okay? Parkinson's, no effect from drinking alcohol with an essential tremor. Alcohol helps. So, you know, remember the old movies, you know, doctors would drink before going into surgery because it would stop the tremor temporarily because alcohol withdrawal could induce a tremor or, quote-unquote, calm the nerves. Remember, when you have emotional stress, the tremor could worsen. So many essential tremor patients say, you know, when I drink, the tremor's gone. Yet the more you drink, the more you have a tremor. With Parkinson's, it'll usually start on one side of the body and then it'll progress to the other side, but usually it's asymmetrical. The one thing that I spotted right away with Bill Clinton is he had the tremor on both sides. When I saw the tremor on his right hand, I immediately tried to look at his left. I know, I probably should have listened to the content, but I, you know, yeah. And I saw that it was both and almost equal. Parkinsonian tremors will start between 55 and 65. Essential tremors could start at middle age and occur any time in the lifespan. So I hope I gave you guys a good review on Parkinson's, tremors and Parkinson's. If you want more information, I wrote an article. It's going to be on the GCN Live website, also Epic Times, Twitter, Facebook. I know I shouldn't be making a big deal that I wrote an article. I mean, I write articles all the time, but I'm kind of proud of this one because I made it short and sweet, and it really kind of gives you guys a lot of information. I'm almost thinking about making my medical students read it. I teach at Touro University, Nevada, and I think I'd like to, you know, the students to. I don't know if the students are going to read what I write. I hope they do. I try to put a lot of cool pictures in there. All right, so if you do have a tremor, what do? Go and have your doctor check it out. Make sure you're cutting back on your caffeine. Always watch the chemicals you're putting into the body. If you do have a tremor, ask your doctor if it's a side effect of a medication. And like I said, there are things that we could do for it. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you again for following us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook. Yeah, boy, that was a great commercial for my social media. You know, yesterday, okay, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I was at News 3 talking about the air quality and smoke from the California wildfires that is now, I think I last heard 70,000 acres. I need to double check the latest on the Sands Fire. I'll give you guys the latest on that. Scary stuff. But when I was at the station, they were talking about a gas leak fire reported near, I'd say, you know, maybe about 10, 15 miles from where I live. And I guess we had to evacuate at least 45 people from their homes. So I'm across town, and my home wasn't in the zone to be evacuated. Usually with a gas fire, usually in Las Vegas Fire and Rescue, they were already on the case. They kind of blocked it off, and you just kind of let it burn out, you know. It's a natural gas line. Barely a backhoe hit a natural gas line, so they had to close the streets. And I don't think it affected any of the homes. But, you know, I was sitting there thinking, wait a second here. If I didn't watch the news, and if I wasn't at the news station, because here's the thing, I'm very, very up on top of the news, you know, late night and before I do my show in the morning. But after, I mean, in between that, I'm working. I mean, like, I'm on air right now. If I don't get the breaking news, you know, alerted to me while I have all my other stories up, I'm not going to hear about it. And when I'm driving and if I don't have the radio on or just have Pandora on or, you know, whatever, I'm going to miss news. And so, you know, I asked my husband, I go, what happens if we are told and we're, you know, halfway across the city that, you know, we need to evacuate our homes? What do we do with the pets? I mean, because we got to go back and get the pets. Will they let us in? Well, yes, I start panicking because we got four cats. And he's like, don't worry, I'll run. I'll get the pets. Don't worry, I'll get the cats out of there. And I go, but no, because they want... Okay, our cats are kind of jerks. Okay, you know, they go under the bed. And so you're on one side of the bed trying to reach them, and they purposely just go a little couple millimeters to where you can't reach with your hand. Then you go around the other side, and then they move a couple steps. And I'm like, the cats are going to die. If you can't get the cats alone, and it's going to take me 30, 45 minutes to get back home so I can help you, what do we do? You know, I don't want you bringing the kids because I don't want you to, you know, put our kids' lives at risk if ever our home have to be evacuated because of a fire or, you know. He's like, oh, but, you know, my life could be at risk. I go, well, you're saving the cats. So, of course, I ticked him off. And it's very interesting because one of you sent me this article on the 15 things you should never say, not to your husband, but you should never say in bed. And I thought this was kind of cute because obviously now my husband's a little grumpy that I have no problem sending him to a quarantined off area to get the cats and the dog. Not the kids. Not that he wants me to send the kids. It's like, you got to save the cats. I would go, but I'm too far away. Trust me, I want to go, you know, because they'll come to me. I'm like, oh, little babies, come to mommy. Look at the mommy. Anyway, okay, so here are the 15 things you should never say in bed. Lord have mercy. I probably said all of them this morning. Here we go. This is written by, sex therapist, Tracy Cox. Okay, you never want to say the wrong person's name. She says 80% of couples fantasize about someone else when having sex with their partner. Okay, that's bad. Okay, it's okay to have fantasies about people, but not while you're in bed. You will mess up. There's a lot of involuntary things that happen and involuntary things you say. I still don't understand why people scream the Lord's name in the middle of it. That never makes any sense. But it happens. And so you really need to, somebody was talking about the guy from Tarzan. No, I could see Michael Fassbender, but I want Alexander Skarsgård. Yeah, I guess maybe. But anyway, they say having a fantasy is normal, but you need to be very, very careful because you could unfortunately say the name. So just, you know, always what I would do is during sex, just keep saying the name of who you're with. So then it's almost impossible for another name to get in there. Never tell your partner that my ex used to love this. Okay. Look, some of us do this. Okay, because you want to preface, what you're about to do. Many people are very insecure when they're in bed. And so they want to preface that, look, what I'm about to do is not experimental. Okay, I'm good at this, and people have told me they liked it. So don't start getting critical, because this is the norm. And a lot of people do that. And so, unfortunately, for somebody else, you know, would sit there going, well, I really don't want to think that that was done on somebody else. So please don't bring up any other lovers, okay? When you tell somebody, let's say, okay, so what are you doing, or not like that, that could kind of hurt. However, and again, I'm reading this. This is from Tracy Cox. We've never really talked about on the show how to politely recommend something different in bed. Okay, if you're getting hurt, you stop. Okay, and you say, look, this hurts, you know, no way, no more, we're done. But if it's just, you know, nah, this isn't working. Okay, what I would recommend, and we've never really talked about this on the show, is rather than concentrate on the negatives, concentrate on the positives. So, I really like this. Do that. Okay, now maybe they'll infer that you didn't like what was just being done, but it's better than saying, I don't like that. Okay? Are you geographically where you're supposed to be yet? That's a big no-no, okay? And I'm sorry if this sorry if you have any kids in the minivan. But these are questions that people have, you know? These are very, very common phrases, okay? You know, is it in yet? Okay, and one of the partners obviously is asking if geographically the person has GPS'd the correct location, because that means that person is not feeling it. Unfortunately, many men, they say the statistic is 90% of men worry about the size of their manhood, and so it's very, very concerning. So what's a better way of doing that? Just don't ask, okay? I mean, if you're in pain, that's one thing. But if you are, I mean, you know, do you really have to be that impatient? Speaking of impatient, you need to be very, very careful about telling people that you got to go to the gym or hurry up, okay? You know, when you tell somebody to hurry up, that obviously means you're not enjoying yourself. Like, let's get it over with. You're not enjoying yourself. And you know what? If you're not enjoying yourself, you really shouldn't be there, okay? I mean, I think it's admirable and unselfish for you to want to, you know, help your partner. I think that's wonderful. But if you don't want to be there, you're going to be doing more psychological damage. In fact, the reason why a lot of couples are in these sexless marriages is because they just don't know how to have sex. They just don't know how to approach the subject. They don't know how to decline when they're not in the mood. They don't know how to be honest about why they're declining. And we've spent a lot of time with this. And unfortunately, a bad sexual experience could ruin that couple for life. So it is. It's extremely important. You know, I've done sex therapy. I've done a variety of different therapy, and, you know, and explained to couples things that they have to do. And so if you aren't in the mood, it's troubling for one side. But if you force yourself to do it when you're not, it just doesn't work. Let me see here. Yeah, don't tell you have to go to the gym. Please don't ask a woman if they're real. Okay. That's ridiculous. You may think you're complimenting her, going, wow, they're so good looking, they look real. And don't bring that up, because she may be, you know. Now, I, on the other hand, I would be very complimented by that and flattered. You know, going, really? I look so good that it looks like plastic surgery? I would take that as a compliment, but a lot of people wouldn't, okay? Let me see what else is a big no-no. What's wrong? Don't you like me? Okay, every now and then somebody will suffer from erectile dysfunction, okay? You don't want to start putting them on the defensive in the middle of all this as to why it's happening, okay? One thing you could do is say, you know, don't even think about that. Just kiss me, hold me, etc. Okay, just again, concentrate on the positives, never concentrate on the negatives, okay? Yeah. 1-877-DOG-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.